we are about a week away from celebrating Neil Berg's 50 years of rock and roll part two. It takes place a week from tomorrow, as a matter of fact, at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center. Going to be a lot of fun. And we welcome in our very next guest, who's one of five singers involved in that production. We have Danny Zolli joining us on the hotline. Danny, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Absolutely great. Looking forward to coming and seeing you guys, although I'm sorry to hear you guys are getting some snow today.
Well, I think by the time you arrive next week, it may all be gone. So we'll knock on wood and put in a good word with Mother Nature to make sure that the white stuff is gone. But
wait, we'll do the best we can.
Yes, absolutely. Well, this is part two, as I mentioned, of Neil Berg's 50 years of rock and roll. And as I understand it, this came too because of the popularity and all of the success of last year's show. So, well, what was it that made last year's show so great that brought out this demand for a part two?
Well, first of all, you have pound for pound maybe one of the most talented group of people on the stage that you will ever find. You've got five incredible singers ranging from rock singers through Broadway, all of them some of the most talented people you'll ever meet. Same thing with the musicians across the board. And with the show itself, it really begins with the beginning tracings of rock and roll way back in the 1920s. Really the beginning eggs of what rock and roll became, and really going all the way through 1980. So there's a little bit of flavor of every piece of rock and roll from the beginning of it all the way through 1980, and it really gives the audiences a chance to really look into the history of what rock and roll is. Here's some great stories about it from Neil, who sits at the piano and really guides you through the course of the show. And then the singers step on the gas from the very beginning of the show. It is incredibly entertaining. It is super fun. And it's an all-inclusive kind of thing. People are encouraged to sing along. They're encouraged to get up and dance. They're encouraged to sing badly, even if they sing badly. They're encouraged to sing louder if they sing badly. It's that kind of a show. It's something for everybody. It's 2 hours of absolute joy, absolute fun, not only for the audience, but for the singers too.
Well, and it sounds like it'll be a lot of fun for all those involved in it. You know, without giving too much away, it seems like there's a lot of ground that gets covered over 2 hours. What kinds of songs and musicians will be covered at this year's show?
Oh, wow. I mean, we're looking at stuff not only from Bill Haley and the Comets, but going back to Big Mama Thornton in the 1920s and 30s, looking at stuff from the Woodstock generation through the 1950s with doo-wop and things like that, celebrating the singer-songwriters with Carole King, moving forward into the 70s, getting into some of the real classic rock and roll stuff. I get to sing Dream On from Aerosmith, which is really fun, so I get to really pull my inner rock star out. And then we get to stuff like Don't Stop Believing from Journey, and we get to do Purple Rain from Prince, and it really has something for everybody. Anybody who's grown up with a love of rock and roll is going to find songs in this show that they remember fondly, that they remember driving down the highway in their car singing along to, and this is the show that is absolutely for them. We encourage everybody to be as much of a part of this show in the audience as we are up on stage.
Again, we're being joined by Danny Zolli. He is part of Neil Berg's 50 Years of Rock and Roll Part 2. The show takes place 1 week from tomorrow at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center. And we've talked a lot about how wildly successful last year's show was, and the demand was there to make a Part 2. So I guess the next question is, how much different, or how do you think this year's show is going to be different from last year?
Well, it's significantly different, but there were still a couple of little pieces that we throw in from part one, because you kind of have to keep them. You kind of have to keep Chuck Berry. You kind of have to keep Little Richard. You kind of have to keep some of the staples of rock and roll that help create what rock and roll really is. But the beautiful part about the show, not only of the music that's there and the wildly successful time that we had with you guys before, which culminated in part two, is that moving forward, there's actually a part three that has been written as well, because we've done part two in a couple of other venues. It has gone wildly successful. Think of it this way, guys. When you come to see one of the Neil Berg rock and roll shows, it's like going to a rock and roll 101 class. You get a flavor of everything from the beginning, the history of the show, some of the little tidbit pieces of the history of the music that you never knew before, and things that will keep you going down the rabbit hole, listening to rock and roll in your old collection to go find more songs that you didn't know were even out there. And that's the best part about it, is we go along with you guys for the ride, you come along with us, and it's a shared trip by everybody. It's really an incredible evening.
Sure sounds like it. It sounds like there's a lot of moving pieces, parts as well.
A lot of moving pieces, yeah.
And you, Danny, are one of five singers involved with this production. How did you get involved with this whole thing?
Well, I that's sort of a long story, but Neil Berg and I have been friends for going on 25 years now, and we've made music together for the last 25 years, not only with the rock and roll shows, but with the 100 years of Broadway shows. And I started my career out doing Jesus Christ Superstar for the last 30 years. I've done more productions than anybody on the planet. But I'm surrounded by incredible people on stage with me. A gentleman named Dan Dominich, who starred in Rock of Ages on Broadway. We have a girl named Brooke Wood, who's one of the up-and-coming incredible singers here in New York. We have a gentleman, Jermaine Hughes, who's incredible. These are fantastic singers. We have Mike Wilson on guitar, who is maybe like the walking encyclopedia of guitar players, one of the most renowned guitar players in the country. Roger Cohen on drums. We have Jeremy Beck on keyboards, who used to play with Bonnie Raitt and Kool and the Gang. We have Abraham Sames on bass, who is one of the most prolific bass players on the planet. He used to play with Celia Cruz and Tito Puente, and Neil Berg at the piano, and the five singers. And it is a time to rock.
Sounds like this evening is going to be a lot of fun for all those that are able to make it out. Again, it's a week from tomorrow at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center, Neil Berg's 50 Years of Rock and Roll, Part 2. You alluded to the fact that you get a chance to sing an Aerosmith song during the show. Are there some songs that you particularly enjoy, maybe over some of the others in a performance like this?
Well, I love getting to sing the Aerosmith song. I love getting to sing a bit of Stairway to Heaven from Led Zeppelin. I get to sing some of Don Henley's material from the Eagles. We get to sing, oh my gosh, there's so many songs that I sing in the show. I get to sing Rock Around the Clock with my friend Dan. It is a huge catalog. There's about 60-plus songs in the show, all truncated in order to follow the timeline. And so everybody on stage is on stage through the whole show, and we're there backing each other up and being a part of each other's numbers, and it is a really all-inclusive experience. I'm very fortunate to be surrounded by these incredible performers and really pleased to be counted among them.
Danny, you mentioned that you've known Neil Berg for over 25 years. I'm just kind of curious because it seems like you've been a part of a number of different shows, a number of different productions. How did you get your start in this business?
I started out as a kid actor. I moved to New York after I left college and booked a Broadway show, and then I started touring with Jesus Christ Superstar when I was 18. And then 29 productions later, I'm sort of the elder statesman of the group, pulling in at a measly 52 years old. But it's been a rock and roll experience for me my entire career. I grew up in Boston. I wanted to be the catcher for the Red Sox, but unfortunately everybody got real big and I didn't. And I found rock and roll music in musical theater, and it was one of the happiest things that ever happened to me. It really afforded me a career and a lifetime of working with some of the best people in the business, and I've worked with rock stars from all over the planet. I sung with a show called the British Rock Symphony, which was an all-star band with Peter Frampton and Leslie West from Mountain and Phoebe Snow and Peter Giordano from Depeche Mode, and I was one of the lead singers of that, touring across the country. And I've been a rock singer and a long-haired musical theater guy for, 30-plus years, and I'm blessed that I get to do it every day, and people still seem to like what I do.
That's interesting, because it doesn't really seem like those two personalities interchange very often, but it seems like you've played them very well over the course of the past 25 years. Have you found that difficult? Because, again, those seem like two totally different dynamics.
Well, I mean, really, I've been very, very fortunate in that in my musical theater career, aside from doing some of the standard shows, like West Side Story and things like that and Sweeney Todd, when I started doing Jesus Christ Superstar, the aspects of the rock score that Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote tied in perfectly well with the rock career that I had outside of that. And really, rock and roll and musical theater, the impetus of all of it really is not necessarily just about the music. It's about the storytelling. It's about the lyric. It's about the commitment to the event that's happening within the time that you're getting to perform. It's really about storytelling. And what I get to do for a living is I get to tell stories and get to bring people along. And maybe we all get to learn something together along the way. I am the luckiest guy, without question, you will have ever met in your life, I promise you.
Well, in the storytelling, and I think the informative pieces that come along the way before the songs are played, too, that's just as much a part of this whole production as the music itself, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. For example, if we're doing At Last by Etta James, Neil will tell you the story about how when the Chess Brothers, who own Chess Records, were trying to get their label off the ground, and they were recording all of these amazing artists like Muddy Waters and having a really hard time. The musical industry really wasn't paying much attention to what they were doing. They were going to go under. And then they latched on to an artist out in California who was really a rough-and-tumble kind of a lady, and she'd had sort of a tough life. And they found a song for her, and she went in and sang it. And it turns out to be At Last, but, you know, the story is that you probably didn't know that her real name was James Setta. And then they changed it around for Etta James, and then she became the legend that she was. So it's those kind of little inside bits, it's those kind of pieces of the stories that you hear from virtually every piece of music that we do in the show, celebrating stuff from the 1960s through the Woodstock era with Janis Joplin and Jefferson Airplane and those kind of things, and really making sure that not only do you get to celebrate the music that you know and love, but maybe hear some things about the music that you didn't know, or maybe even hear some new songs that you didn't know were out there before. It is an all-inclusive evening of not only learning about the music that you love, but getting to celebrate it and sing along and see five really incredible singers deliver this material and the stories behind it. Because it's not just about the notes. There's 1,000 people out there who can go and sing the notes. It's not about the notes. When you have people out there who can really dictate the song and the story and the emotions that come with these songs and these lyrics, you've really found something special, and that's what Neil has done with the rock and roll shows and with the 100 years of Broadway shows as well. It is really a unique piece of theater or concert or whatever you want to call it, because it's a big mishmash of a lot of things. So I think to call it just a show is too confining. It's education, it's a show, it's a concert, it's fun. Just, you know, laughing is part of the show as well, and making sure that we're all in it together. This is very much not just a bunch of people on stage out there performing songs for you. This is something that is a circular thing. We're having a good time on stage, which allows you to have a good time in the audience, and that becomes a very circular thing. It feeds off each other.
The show is Neil Berg's 50 Years of Rock and Roll, Part 2. It takes place a week from tomorrow, November the 19th, at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center. Danny Zolli is one of five singers involved in this group and the production, and he's been kind enough to give us a few moments of his time. Danny, this is a lot of fun, man. Thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you out here next week.
Thank you, too. It's my privilege, and we can't wait to see everybody in Elyria. We love that town, and we're really looking forward to coming and sharing a special night with you guys.